Okay, so let's say something is already pretty darn good, but how do you make it even better? When progress is made in tenths of grams or hundredths of a second, what is the science of optimizing technology already at the fringe of what is possible? The one and only David Pogue got the chance to live what that feels like in a ride on the come-from-behind victorious 2013 Oracle Team USA's AC-72 America's Cup sailboat. And as its designers told Pogue, sail and boat are not really the concept here.
It's an airfoil, just like a wing on an airplane. I mean, the fluid, whether it's air or water, accelerates over one surface faster than the other.
That's David Pogue once again getting to have the time of his life as the host of Nova's Making Stuff series, which debuts tonight on PBS. This first episode is called Making Stuff Faster. Pogue says the Oracle America's Cup boat shows there is very interesting science in how you operate at the very edge of what is physically possible.
You know, the whole point is how fast can we make a sailboat? And you make it carbon fiber, you give it an underwater wing to lift the entire 6-ton thing out of the water. But we didn't know if our team would win, which would have been pretty feeble to broadcast and say, as it turns out, all that technology didn't work. But they did, so we have a great ending.
And once again, Pogue, you and Nova try to go for what's in the zeitgeist right now. So you profiled the white zombie, right?
In the zeitgeist right now, this thing is a 1972 Datsun. It's a very funny way that the producers set up this segment. It turns out it's the world's fastest street-legal electric automobile. And it is darn fast. I believe it's 0 to 60 in 1.8 seconds or something like that. And so we had me pull up in a muscle car, this enormous Mustang or something, and challenge this guy in this rinky-dink-looking old 1972 Datsun to a drag race. And of course, he smokes me because I don't know what he's got in his trunk, which is helicopter batteries.
Wow.
And in that segment, we learned about the difference between speed and acceleration. In other words, he, as a drag racer, doesn't care about how fast his car goes. He's more concerned with how quick it is, which to me means the same thing. But to a drag racer, it's the difference between pure speed and acceleration to that speed.
And it sounds like the white zombie could have smoked a Tesla as well based on its design. Well, my favorite moment, I think, here is how you really sort of break down this notion of optimization and taking things to the limit and just pulling away all those things that are slowing you down.
What we have here is a Southwest Airlines 737 with which we intend to perform a historic experiment. We are going to find out once and for all what is the fastest way to board an airplane. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sky Harbor International Airport Airplane Boarding Smackdown.
Yes, your experience at the New York Times certainly helped you there in that moment on Nova. But you're actually doing a very straightforward, easy-to-understand experiment to literally load an airplane as quickly as possible.
You know, I think this should be headlines. I really do. I think the fact that we took an actual airplane and 150 actual passengers and compared the boarding methods used by the airlines, by Southwest Airlines, and by our physicist, Jason Steffen, who thinks that his supercomputer has come up with an even faster way. And Southwest Airlines, to their immense credit, said, bring it on. To recap, the way most airlines board an airplane is from the back. It is literally, mathematically, the worst possible way to board an airplane. Because first of all, every time one person blocks the aisle by putting stuff in the overhead bin, the entire process shuts down. You're not using the aisle in parallel as you should be. Secondly, people get into the aisle seat first, maybe the middle seat first. And every time that happens, somebody's going to have to get up and climb out for the inner people to get in. So it's a terrible waste of time. Southwest Airlines has open seating. You take any seat you want. And the beauty of that is they use human nature, which is to go for the window seats. So you've got everyone going for the window seat naturally. Those people will never have to climb out and let somebody in. But Jason Steffen's method uses a much more sophisticated plan. He boards left side, alternate rows, window seats first. So you've got 20 people all using the aisle simultaneously to put their bags in the overhead, and they never will have to get up to let anybody in. then the right side, then the middle seat people, both sides, then the aisle people, both sides. So no one ever has to get up and out. And we actually pitted these methods against each other for the first time. And the results were just, oh, wait a minute, what am I doing? If I tell
won't,
you, nobody
yes,
will watch the
no,
show.
No. We want people to watch the show to get the results. But the fact that you even did that experiment, I think, is an interesting way for people to watch how optimization works and how it's not obvious often what the easiest and fastest and most efficient way of doing things is. Now, in the series, any other gadgets, any other, whiz-bang kind of futuristic stuff you get to ride around in?
Well, for making stuff safer, I rode in a Stanford University project. It's a self-driving car, like Google's, except it's a self-driving racing car, 120 miles an hour. Now, this is not, on a slotted track. It's not remote-controlled. It is self-driving. I was sitting in the passenger seat being thrown around like a puppet, just terrified for my life. The ultimate idea here is to develop technologies that will trickle down into regular vehicles to make our own self-driving cars safer someday. And, people have bad reactions to that. They're like, I don't want to share my road with some computer. And I think you've got the wrong idea there. I'd much rather share my road with a computer than with the idiots who are out there now. I mean, what is it? 85% of all car accidents are human error. So if you can take the human out of the loop, fewer accidents and more time to do your work and your reading.
And you're also sharing your dashboard with any number of computers as it stands right now in an automobile. David Pogue, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
David Pogue, New York Times tech columnist and host of Nova's Making Stuff series. This week, we're talking about religion in America. In a few minutes, we'll hear from first-generation Muslim Americans about how their views on faith differ from their parents. We're asking you about the value of religion in your own family.
I grew up Catholic, ran with the Protestants in high school, converted to Judaism, and married an Episcopal priest. She's wonderful, and we have a heck of a lot of conversations about theology and God, in whom we both believe very fervently.
Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or tweet us using the hashtag MyBelief.